And here we go. Yes. This is episode 3 of the Ignite Rock Podcast. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so pumped up. I'm so excited to be here today. I hope you are today as well. For those who doesn't know, this is where we talk to awesome and creative individuals who have created something very exciting online using WordPress. Today we are going to be talking to Dan and Ryan from Theme Park Trader. Very, very interesting website. These two guys are passionate about theme parks. Who would have thought you can be passionate about theme parks? But these two guys are really, really into it as well. We'll be talking to them about why they set it up and what's the reason behind it. How did they even get into the topic of theme parks and their future plans about it? Really, really interesting episode. I really urge you to listen to all the way to the end as well. And hopefully you pick up some interesting tips as well, because they're very, very clever guys as well in the areas of inbound marketing and web development as well. I have known them from their time. We worked together at a digital marketing agency, so I'm pretty sure you'll pick up some interesting tips from them as well. So stay tuned, and this is episode 3 with Ignite Rock Podcast. Okay, and here we go. Really excited to talk today to Dan and Ryan today from Theme Park Trader. Really interesting website. I've known this guy while I was working in the agency a few years ago. Ryan, Dan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's, no problem.
Now, give me your time, stuff like that. I really appreciate it. So before we kick start on talking about, you know, your website and around WordPress and how you're using it, can you give me and the listeners an idea of your background, what you do, and how you got to where you are today? So, Ryan, you can kickstart it.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I work in inbound marketing. I used to work in SEO, and I've been working at an agency for 7 years, really. And I guess I kind of fell into digital more than anything else, and I think a lot of people kind of do. And it started out with me just kind of blogging, really. I was just blogging on the side, and then I thought, oh, okay, that's quite interesting. I managed to kind of fall into an internship at an agency, and then I just kind of worked my way up from there. And I think really, I'll let Dan tell his story first, and then we'll tell the story of Theme Park Trader.
Yep, okay. Go for it, Dan.
Cool. So I started at the same agency as yourself and Ryan. I started working on SEO and then moved into the development department, which is where I always wanted to head to. So it's always been a passion of mine. And I started on the PHP, started coding on PHP, which is obviously what WordPress is written on, and moved over to .NET. So I'm primarily a .NET developer at the moment.
That sounds good. I actually didn't know that you were originally working SEO. Look at that, the three of us.
it was about six months or so, I think.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, at least you found your passion in web development. I suppose SEO is a hit and miss over the past 10 years, but you know, it's getting better now. So then how did it happen? I mean, I know Ryan, I know you're crazy about Disney. I don't know anyone else who's more obsessed about Disney than you. I remember sitting beside you and and seeing all these merchandise, and then you telling me about 3, 4, 5 times a year you're going to Disney World. I'm like, what is this? I get confused. How did that happen? Where did that passion and interest in Disney come from?
Well, really, it came from, I guess, my parents, to be honest. They're the ones that are to blame for all of this. When I was 3 was my first kind of official trip to Walt Disney World in Orlando, I guess. Now technically I was in Disney World before I was even born, because my parents were my mum was kind of carrying me when I was out there, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but and then ever since kind of I was 3, and we just used to go back every kind of 2 years, and then when I had a full-time job, I just kind of took advantage of that and started going every year, sometimes twice a year, sometimes more, and then it just kind of came from that, really. And I guess I think Dan, we had exactly the same idea, but you had had it for Universal and I had it for Disney, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've got a very similar story to you. You know, I started going to Disney. I think first time I went was when I was 6, I think. And I've been back every so years after that, and then more recently we've been almost every year. And so yeah, it's been a passionate thing for me as well. And as you say, yeah, I think I'm more targeted towards Universal probably. And so we both kind of had that idea of the blog, the news, and also the, I don't know whether it was the listing side, which is coming up.
Yeah, I mean that's
it's interesting. Yeah,
yeah, we just had a conversation over lunch when we were playing FIFA as we used to every lunchtime, and
yep.
You know, I said, oh, it'd be cool to do this, you know, for Disney and Disney World, and Dan was like, oh, well, I've had a kind of a similar idea for Universal, because we saw, you know, just how popular, I guess, theme park merchandise was over on the likes of eBay and similar stores, that kind of thing. And we thought, well, yep, what about if we made a community that's just for that space? So we started out, and how it's been over the last kind of few months is we've got the blog and the news side of things. We've got a forum as well, which is kind of slowly growing momentum. And obviously we started our podcast, which I think, Dan, after this podcast, we're about to record episode 21, something like that.
22. Yeah.
So, you know, that's going every week as well. And as Dan said, what we're working on right now is kind of the listing side of things, where people can kind of buy and sell their own kind of theme park merchandise.
That's quite interesting. I mean, it just for someone who's not into theme parks and Disney as much as you guys are, someone who's not, you know, been going to one for a long time, I just never thought of that there'd be such a big community and people be passionately talking about it and asking questions. And obviously the merchandise is out of this world. We've seen, you know, a Disney store almost everywhere really around the world, but I had no idea that online there's such a big community who are happy to talk about theme parks every single day really, which is what you guys kind of tap into really.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, it really is. And you know, there's people out there, some of which I talk to on Twitter quite a lot. They make their very own kind of like Mickey ears that they sell to people to kind of wear to the parks, and they really are amazing. I've got someone that has drawn me a couple of Disney character pictures that I've actually got hanging up like right in front of me. And you know, there's so much talent out there, and we want to kind of bring those kind of people on board into the site as well. You know, getting them to kind of giving them an opportunity to kind of sell their merchandise in the right place to the right people that are interested in it. But on top of that, actually kind of selling merchandise that you can actually buy within the theme parks. You know, I've seen Disney pins that are kind of, I guess, kind of badges and things like that. Some of those go on eBay for like up to kind of $10,000, and you think, wow, that's just crazy. But you know, it's wow, kind of it is a massive community, and one that we love being part of.
That makes sense. And so what do you, at the end of the day, what do you want your audience to get out of theme park Twitter? You've mentioned all these things, but what's the ultimate goal? Is it to learn more about it? Is it to help them with the holidays? Is it to buy stuff? What is it that you want your audience to get out of theme park Twitter?
I think, to be honest, it's all of those things, isn't
all
it?
All the above.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, damn it. I mean, I think it's really exciting. I think it's really interesting. Podcast is another one. I've listened to a few episodes. They're actually quite funny. I actually really enjoyed it. I think I've mentioned to you that, you know, your rant about fluffy toys in basketball, and then you're having a rant about whether free popcorn is a good idea. And I actually quite enjoyed that. It's really, really funny. I do encourage everyone to give it a shot. It's actually quite interesting. And you don't have to be, you know, crazy passionate about Disney to understand. I think it, you know, you can really enjoy yourself. So that's the podcast side. So in terms of the website side, what are your respective roles when it comes to maintaining your website?
Sure. So I guess my role is really kind of, I mean, I tend to write the majority of the content, and also kind of work on kind of how we can kind of, you know, expand in terms of bringing in some new ideas. I think yesterday Dan and I were actually talking about building kind of a content hub area of the site, and that's something that we're going to be kind of working on. So I guess mine's kind of the more kind of creative kind of role and that. And Dan, you're really kind of the master behind the scenes.
Yeah, I lurk in the shadows. So I just keep the site ticking over, and then sort of building on any content ideas that Ryan comes up with to try and improve the experience for our audience there. Sorry, go on.
I guess pretty much he's being quite modest there. The whole site is there because of Dan, and then I really just kind of come up with the ideas on what to build next. I'm the one that's giving him that long list of things to do, pretty much.
That sounds familiar, actually. I think that sounds like an agency job. We pass, create a project, pass it on to a developer, and they can get it going. Sound very, very familiar to that. Dan, come on. You need to big yourself up there. I don't think it's just keep a site taking over. Come on now. I'm sure you do much more than that. But, what was the... Let's talk about the WordPress side of things. Then, what made you decide WordPress? Why did you pick it? And how was your experience with using it?
Well, I think it was probably an easy choice, to be fair. I think working at the same agency, we've used WordPress quite a lot, and so it's a very good tool for building a blog, putting something together really, really quickly, and it's got a great editor, as I'm sure Ryan will agree with that. Yeah. And so it makes it really easy to write posts and write content, and just being able to expand on it, like with the plugins and everything like that, it makes it really, really quick, really, really easy solution to get a blog going. So I think that was probably our main motivation for choosing it, really.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, I can't see the news side of things. I can't see that side of things moving away from WordPress anytime soon. I think, when we start talking about the forum and when we start talking about kind of the shop listing side of things, I think we're actually going to be using three different code bases, aren't we, Dan?
Yeah. So the listing site's going to be in .NET. The blog is obviously PHP with WordPress, and then... And the forum is, I think it's Ruby.
Yeah, it is,
Wow, okay, so what it sounds like, the platform at the moment is WordPress, and then as you develop, you've been adding things on top of it, the forum and the listing and using different code. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, so I think we're just trying to pick the best thing for each element of it, really. I think... WordPress works really, really well for the blog. I mean, that's what it's built on, the blogging framework. so it was an obvious choice for us. And I think, as Ryan said, we'll continue to use it regardless of what other elements come along, whether it's the forum or the listing site, just because it makes perfect sense for us, really, I think.
And I always hear, for developers who are not really into WordPress, they give it a hard time. I can understand why, but from your point of view, from a developer perspective, what do you think? How did you find using WordPress in terms of using your skills and growing it, and as much as you want to, like other codes?
Yeah, I think it does make it ridiculously easy with WordPress. I mean, you've got all the themes and everything like that, and that's really simple to use. And then you've got all the plugins, so it's super simple. Just drop something in, a new element, whether it be a newsletter sign up or analytics or something like that. It's just super simple to put in place. And if you wanted to do your own custom plugins, then that's really simple as well. And I think it gets criticized a bit for I don't know if it's performance or like the SQL queries and things like that it does behind the scenes, and sometimes it can be slow. But I mean, we haven't really had any issues with that. I think, there's plugins to optimize performance and things like that with caching and everything like that. So it's not a concern for us, really.
No, at the moment. I think we've had our battles in terms of working in those plugins and kind of beefing up security, haven't we? But I think once you get past that, it's a great platform. And I think my advice is, and something that we've focused in on is we've kind of customized themes quite heavily. You know, we've got our own logo. We were fortunate enough to get that designed by a good, you know, friend of ours that used to work at the agency that we that we've kind of all kind of had worked at some point. So we were fortunate enough to kind of customize that quite a lot. You know, I think the partnership in, you know, someone that works in inbound SEO content and someone that works in development is one that's quite a powerful one, because you can kind of just go back and forth with ideas, and Dan can go away and build those ideas when I'm working on, you know, the next big thing, if you like.
Okay, I think I totally agree with everything you say in terms of, like, you know, you have your initial battles in the beginning, but that's just like any website. And then, of course, when you maintain a website, there's always going to be bugs or a little blip here and there, a little technical issue here and there. What I find that I hear people criticize WordPress directly, which is not always the case. But at the same time, just like any website around the world, you are almost guaranteed to have at least one problem done, you know, along the line somewhere. So it's interesting to hear from your perspective, from, you know, obviously from the technical side and then from the, you know, the content inbound side as well. It just makes it more assuring, I think, that, you know, you can't go wrong with WordPress. You can't really fault it, and you can grow with it. You can kind of develop and grow further and further, where I have seen other platforms, you're kind of limited by yourself anyway, because you need a lot of expertise to get people to help you to grow and do more coding and so on and so forth. But with WordPress, you can pretty much almost do it yourself, really, to grow, develop it further, to expand your products, to expand your audience. It's that easy. I definitely agree with you guys on that point.
Yeah, I think I think the good thing is, like, even if you aren't in our position where you've got that kind of partnership between dev and SEO content inbound, I think there are plenty of tutorials out there on how to kind of do it yourself. Now, I've set up WordPress sites in the past. Now they don't look as good as Theme Park Trader does, but, you know, it is possible to kind of do it, and it is possible to learn it yourself. Now, it's not possible to kind of learn all of the more complicated things. Well, it's always possible to learn it yourself, but I think it takes a lot of time to be able to kind of do everything. And setting up a simple kind of WordPress site is, I think, something that pretty much anyone should be able to do.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of hosting providers out there that offer it as like a one-click install, which makes it so simple for a user without much experience to come along and set one up for themselves. And you know, the themes, and you can get some amazing themes out there from people like Theme Forest, that's the one. You can get some amazing themes from Theme Forest, and they're so simple to just install. And then, as I've said before, the plugins, you know, it's so simple to go into the admin area and just search for a new plugin and install it as like a one click. So it is a great platform for a user without much experience to come along and pick it up and build whatever they want to do.
So then, what if you had to start again? If you had to start all over again, what would you do differently?
Not sure, to be honest. I think
sometimes you hear, like, you know, because you know how it works. You start a website and you learn as you go along, and then maybe you want to tweak it now and then, or your target audience or the kind of content you write or whatever. But at the end of the day, the best thing to do is just to start and just go for it, get out there. And then you find people adjusting themselves. But do you think that for you guys, you started off knowing exactly what you wanted to do and you just went for it? Or did you find yourself have to adjust over time?
I think there's always that sense of adjusting over time. I think, you know, the one thing that perhaps we're missing that we are working on right now, as I said, is that kind of that structure where you can have that kind of evergreen content that's kind of not just passing. You know, you get that problem with a blog is that once you get to the bottom of the page, it kind of moves to page 2, page 3, page 4, and that's kind of becomes an issue in that you can't easily find things. Now, obviously, we have got a search facility, but you kind of know what I'm saying, whereas with a evergreen kind of content hub area, which is what we're going to be working on next, I think, you know, it would have been nice to have that from the get-go. But I think, you know, there's other priorities and things like that. I think we've always had the plan of, okay, let's start with the blog, then move on to a forum, and then move on to the listings. I think that plan has kind of always been there. I think the spanner in the works, I guess, in a good way, is that we suddenly decided to start podcasting, and that kind of just came out of an idea that I had. There's lots of people in our space that podcast on a weekly basis, and they're all, every single one that I've listened to is great. But I think I just decided, okay, maybe we should start podcasting, and then obviously we had to find a podcast host, and then how do we bring that into the site, and that all, that kind of thing. But that was, I think, probably one of the kind of things that I didn't think we were going to be doing from the very beginning, that kind of threw in a little bit of a spanner, but in a good way, I think.
Yeah, I think I think our choices of WordPress and things like that, I don't think would change if we were to start again. As Ryan says, you know, we started with the blog, and it just kind of evolved from there. You know, we took it how it came. We decided as we went along with, oh, okay, well, maybe we should move over to content, maybe we should move over to podcast, and how should we develop the site from that? You know, it just evolves, and it worked quite nicely, really, I think.
That's really interesting, and I think it just shows to everyone out there that just get out there. Even if you just start a blog, you can develop your ideas further, and you can expand on that further as you go along. You don't have to have it perfect from the get-go. I think it's probably almost, I wouldn't say impossible, it's very difficult to have it perfect from the very, very beginning. And as you mentioned, that now that you've added a podcast and you want to add evergreen content and like a hub, and you know, you're developing your forum and so on, it just shows that you can never have it all at the very, very beginning. Just develop it as you go along. I think it's a very good point. It's a very, very good point.
I think that you've hit the nail on the head there. Something that I say to basically any kind of junior or any apprentice that kind of comes into the agency I work in, that the biggest thing you can do to impress someone, I think, is have your own website, right? And WordPress is so easy to set up and just get going in a very, very basic way. You know, you can build it as much as you like once you're set up. But if you want to just test how the internet works, you know, test how things rank, test how, you know, how to write, you know, whatever, I think WordPress is a great starting platform.
Yeah, I would definitely back you up on that. I actually did similar thing like that in the beginning, like maybe, I don't know, 8 years ago or something like that. I just wanted to play around with the World Wide Web and see how it works. And at the very beginning, I remember I used WordPress. I can't remember how I ran into it, but that's exactly what I did. I just played around with it, just get a little blog, talk about, I think I was talking about football or something, I don't know, nothing different than everyone else. But for me personally, that gave me a good idea about how a website works, how you can, you know, influence your position on, you know, search visibility and so on and so forth, develop your writing skills and get an idea how to move up your ranking and so on. And that was all down to WordPress. And I think I would like to say that it played a part in developing my career, you know, working in the digital marketing industry, in online marketing, inbound, e-commerce, obviously with you guys as well in the agency. People don't realize that. You're right, you know, Dan, you mentioned the one-click install, so simple, get a quick theme and just do it, just go for it. Definitely is a big advice to anyone out there who doesn't have a website, just go for it. The one thing I wanted to ask both of you individually, what are your biggest strengths? So, Ryan, what do you think you'd be, I think it's kind of obvious, but could you just, you know, in terms of your website maintenance and so on, what is your biggest strength?
I think personally, the biggest strength that we have is probably not that relevant to WordPress, really. But is the knowledge that we have. We've got, you know, we've got so much knowledge between the two of us on theme parks, not just in Florida, but kind of around the world. And I think, you know, something else that we're going to be building in the very near future is kind of gallery. And we've got, between us, we've got thousands of photos, right? Thousands. And, you know, to slowly start incorporating those into the site, you know, our knowledge, I hope, comes out in our podcast and in the way that I write and the way that we do things, really. We want to become the kind of a community that, you know, passes knowledge to people, but also brings people in, you know, to engage with us as well. You know, we've got a couple of people coming on the podcast in a couple of weeks that used to work at Disney World in the kind of early 70s and 80s. And, you know, just getting involved with the community in that way, I think, you know, kind of comes off. And I think the knowledge that we've got really helps to build that.
Go around that. What would you say the biggest weakness? I mean, Dan, you can vouch for that one, talk about that one. What would be the biggest weakness, and how do you go around it yourself?
The biggest weakness?
I've got a pretty good idea of what that is. I don't know, Dan, if you would agree with me.
Yeah?
I think it's time.
Yeah, that is a good, very good point, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't really control that, though. That's a difficult one.
Well, so what we do is, we both work full-time at different places now, but we, you know, we have, we still live, 5 minutes away, Dan? So,
yep.
you know, every now and again we have a catch-up, we talk about the site, what's next. Obviously, we catch up every week in the on a Saturday morning, when, you know, before we start podcasting, we have a chat anyway. But we meet up kind of as much as we can, and talk about what's next. And I think that's probably the biggest thing. You know, if I could work on Theme Park Trader full time, I definitely would. I've got more than enough ideas and things to kind of talk about for the site that I could easily, you know, talk about it every day of the week full time. And, you know, one day hopefully that will happen. But I think time is the biggest, you know, in my opinion, and I don't know, Dan, if you agree, but I think time is the biggest issue that we have. You know, had we had more time, the listing side would have been done, the content hubs would have been done already. But it's just, you know, trying to work on it in the evenings and at weekends, you know, when we've both got our lives kind of outside of work as well, you know, it's quite tough.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You know, it's tough sort of building it on the side and trying to develop it and go along. But I'll plug WordPress in that it is a very good tool for doing things quickly. I mean, the content hubs that we're going to aim at, we're going to use WordPress for that, and we're going to use some of the the page functionality that WordPress has got built in. And so that does help us even if like us, we're stretched for time, we can add these things in, you know, without a huge amount of effort.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we are constrained with time, as Ryan said, you know, the tools that we use do help us quite a lot.
At the end of the day, obviously, you know, lack of time is definitely an issue for anyone. I think time is the most precious commodity, everyone says anyway, but the fact that you guys kind of do little bit by bit every single day almost, and you can build something out of it. You know, it doesn't matter whether you have, you know, half an hour a day or an hour a day or 12 hours a day to work on your passion or to work on building a website or growing your online presence, you can do it at the end of the day. And I think you guys are living proof of that, that, you know, spend a few hours a week even, that can make a big difference, and you can really create something amazing out of it, really, in my opinion. So it makes sense. I do understand that. I can definitely relate to it, you know, working full-time and then coming home in the evening, do some more work or in the evening, and plus, yeah, you know, you want to have a bit of fun in your personal life as well, but it's doable, and we find a way to go around it. So what advice then? There's two ways I want to start with. I want to get your advice. First of all, what advice would you say to those who want to start their own website? What would you say to those guys?
I would say my piece of advice is, pick a topic that you are super passionate about, right? You can tell, hopefully, in the way that Dan and I talk on our podcast, that we really do care about theme parks, and we love going to theme parks, and we love talking about theme parks. And I think had we not been interested in that subject, you know, when we started this, I guess just over a year ago, we probably would have stopped by now. But we haven't. We're still doing it. And I think pick a topic that you're super interested in, and just do it. Like, just use something simple in WordPress, as we said earlier. Start out simple and build it over time. You know, if you are time precious like we are, just do it slowly over time. You know, there's no necessarily a rush to kind of get out there and do it all at once. But just pick a topic, know your topic well, and just start. Just do something. Just, you know, go away and do it today. It's as we said, you know, very basic WordPress sites are a one-click install, right? And you can just do that within you know, within an hour, really, quite easily.
Yeah, I think from a from almost like a setup perspective, I'd say pick a almost like a shared hosting provider. You know, pick one that's easy to set up with a one click install, so you can get going really, really quickly. And I think they help with a lot of things like security. I mean, we're hosted on Amazon. We're hosting that AWS at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
You know, it for that's been a learning experience for me in particular, trying to get it all set up, and it comes with its difficulties. So, but there are services out there that can help you do all that. You know, they do it all for you. So so you know, take advantage of that, really.
Definitely, definitely. For me personally, I use WP Engine, and very well known in the WordPress industry. And right. It's kind of like a WordPress managed hosting. But having said that, you're not forced to choose, you know, WordPress managed hosting. You can use almost any kind of hosting, really, as long as they have the option to install WordPress. But it's the first time I actually heard someone using Amazon, really. I mean, I know of people, but I didn't know anyone who used Amazon to host their site. What would you say was the biggest difficulty in setting that up?
I don't think it, obviously, because with Amazon you get basically an empty shell, and so setting it up, installing everything that was required was quite a challenge for me in particular. But there are a lot of resources out there to help you, but it does require, you know, a certain technical know-how, I guess, to do that. I think in particular one of the biggest challenges since has been almost like protecting the site, because we've had a few sort of not so much attacks, but people trying to like get into the admin area, people trying to, you know, work their way through, as you get with any site, really. You know, you get people out there that try to do these sort of things, and so it's trying to stop that sort of not so much attack, but from taking place, so that we don't the site doesn't get taken down, things like that.
Of course, no, that makes sense. So then, I've mentioned, obviously, I said it's going to be in two parts about that question about advice to give to those who want to start their own website. My other question was about niching down to a particular topic. And Ryan, you mentioned that. You mentioned, you know, about picking a particular topic that you're passionate about. I guess I do hear some people talk about how they are afraid to niche down, and they're afraid to niche down to something really, really small. They think that they have to be quite broad in order to capture some of a market share or so on and so forth. But you think that you should niche down and pick a topic. If that's what you're saying, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can be as widespread as you want with your own website. You see a lot of people running WordPress, you know, just talking about their lives and all the various different, you know, parts that are going on, and that's fine. You know, you absolutely feel free to do that. But I think with any industry, I don't think I've ever come across an industry where I know that if all the planets are aligned, I can do it better, right? That's what we are in digital marketing. We look at all of our competitors and go, you know what? Actually, we probably could do this better. Yes, it will take time, but you know what? I'm pretty sure over time we can smash our competitors out of the park. And I think, you know, to think like that early on is maybe asking a little bit too much, but I think it's always possible. It's always possible. And I think picking a niche, and if you know that niche well enough and you know you can deliver on it, I think you're going to be pretty set, to be honest.
Great advice. Love that. Well, then, just to finish off before we end the podcast, what would you say to those who have doubts about using WordPress? Clearly, there's no doubt, duh. But you know what I'm saying. There are people out there who would question it or who would be afraid of using it. What would you say to those who have doubts about using it?
I would say just go and try it. It's not expensive to go and try. So, you know, if your doubts are based on other people's opinions, I think the very best thing you can do is just go and, as we said, go and try one of those one-click installs, give it a go, play around with it. You know what? After 3-6 months, you don't like it, fine, move on to something else. But I think until you've really got into it, given it a go, and kind of just see what the capabilities of WordPress are, I would say, you know, you can't you can't really tend to doubt it. I think other people's opinions are fine. You know, obviously listen to other people's opinions, but I think until you've really got into it yourself and given it a go, I think it's always worth a go.
Yeah, definitely. I think as Ryan said, it's so simple to set up. It's not exactly expensive to set up with WordPress. So, you know, it's worth giving it a try. We haven't had any issues as such with running WordPress. You know, we haven't had speed issues, we haven't had bugs or anything like that. It's just been so straightforward. So, you know, if you have concerns, then as Ryan said, just give it a try. You know, you can import, export data from it and things like that. So there's no sort of risk of getting stuff stuck in WordPress. You know, it's so flexible.
Love that. Well, I appreciate your insight. Really, really useful. I really enjoyed listening to your podcast, and I've read some of your content out there. I've really enjoyed having a chat with you guys about what you've been doing and obviously about WordPress. Really, really interesting. And again, I do appreciate you coming in, taking your time out, and to tell us all about it. If it's all right with you guys as well, I would love to have you back again one day down the line to see where you are, how you progressed, and definitely you have a lot of visions. So it would be great to invite you back in to discuss more about what you've been up to, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, sounds good to us.
Yeah, no problem.
Good stuff. So before we finish off, if anybody wants to find your website, your social media, where can they find you online?
Sure, so you can find us on www.themeparktrader.com. We're also on Twitter at themeparktrader. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/themeparktrader. And you can find our podcast at themeparktrader.podbean.com. I'm on Twitter as well at Ryanogs, that's RYANOGS. I'm always online on Twitter, so you know, if you do have any questions for me, I think that's actually how you got in contact with me, isn't it, to ask me about the podcast. I'm always on Twitter, so yeah, feel free to contact us at any of those channels. We'd love to hear from you.
Good stuff. And again, thank you for your time, and we will talk soon, I hope.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks very much for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, thanks.
And that is it. Thank you, Dan and Ryan, for coming onto the show. I really appreciate it again. And I really, really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed having a chat with you guys about what you've been up to and everything to do with your future with Theme Park Trader. I found it really, really interesting. I really enjoyed it. I really thought it's such an interesting thing to see that you can create a community out of things that the average person would not even think about. Who would have thought that it's actually a community of theme park fanatics and passionate people around theme parks who are interested in coming together and talking about it? If you listen to their podcast, that's what people do, and it's really interesting to see that people do that. So thank you again, guys, for coming onto the show, and I hope you, the listeners, have enjoyed it too. I hope you picked up a few things as well. If you want to check out the show notes, you can see them on igniterock.com/episode3. In the meantime, I would really, really appreciate it if you can leave a review on iTunes. If you can leave a review on iTunes, I would do look at them, I will read them, and I would really, really appreciate it. Next time, I will be talking to a young entrepreneur who started his own digital marketing agency, but he really does focus on Facebook ads and how he has used it to grow his business and for his clients. It's actually very, very interesting as well. So make sure you check that out. I'll be talking to him next time. In the meantime, let's rock with WordPress.